Good evening. Your MC this evening is a man who needs absolutely no introduction to Theater in the Woods audiences. A longtime pilot, member of EAA, Mort Krim has spent more time in the air and in the air as a radio and television broadcaster who brought ABC radio listeners the Apollo 11 story, who often substituted for the late Paul Harvey, and whose own syndicated series Second Thoughts was heard on more than 1,300 radio stations coast to coast. Ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of Theater in the Woods, straight from his campsite in the North 40, Captain Mort Krim.
Please, no standing ovations. I'm basically very modest. Great to see all of you. Any pilots in the audience? I apologize for this rumpled look, but I'm staying out on the North 40. Did you ever try to plug a travel iron into a tent? Anybody else camping out here besides me? I did ask if there were pilots in the audience. Don't you hate it when a controller says to you, would you please call the tower after you land? Well, at a Tennessee fuel stop on my way up here in my LSA, I heard the controller ask this young woman, who clearly was a student pilot, when you're on the ground, would you please call 794-2211? And the young woman came back on the microphone and said, no, thank you, I'm married. I think the second most dreaded sound to a pilot, especially if you're camping on the North 40, is the sound of your clean underwear dropping in the shower room. I talked to one guy this morning to whom that happened, and he and I agreed that the 15-second rule applies. I missed the great storm on Monday. I flew in my LSA on Tuesday, but I didn't miss the great winds that came following the storm. I am a power boater. I've never done sailing, but I almost became a sailor yesterday trying to get that tent staked down in that wind. This is for me, the first leg of a 7,400-mile trip in an LSA solo. I will be 74 years old on Friday. Now, you can applaud, because I know I don't look that old. And I don't feel it. And I tell my wife 74 is the new 73. But this was something that was on my bucket list. You know, when I was young and started flying at the age of 16, I had time and didn't have any money. And I didn't have an airplane. And later, as my career progressed, I had the means and the airplane. I didn't have the time. And now, in semi-retirement, I have both the means and the time. And so I invited my wife along on this trip, and she said, no, honey, I wouldn't want to spoil your fun. This is your event. I'm camping in a tent all the way across America, all the way up the California coast, all the way back down on an alternate route in my LSA to prove a couple of things. Number one, that the LSA is an honest-to-goodness airplane. Number two, that you don't have to give up your dreams because of age or having had two bouts of cancer, from which I have completely recovered and am now declared by Mayo Clinic to be cancer-free. So this is the realization of a bucket list. On a personal note, we lost two of the greats in broadcasting. Both of them were friends of mine this year. Probably the greatest television anchor ever, Walter Cronkite, and my very good friend and mentor in the business on the radio side, Paul Harvey. Paul was an avid aviator, flew just about everything. In his later years, he had a jet and a crew, but early on, he flew his own plane, twins and singles. And I got a call from Paul Jr. last week, who, as many of you know, wrote the rest of the story for his dad. And he just wanted to touch base, see how I was feeling, and talk to me about the trip. And he said, you know, my dad would be very excited about this cross-country venture that you're making, 7,400 miles to celebrate 74 years. And he said, I really wish he were here so you could talk it over with him and laugh and plan and joke about it. And it was sad. I'm happy to tell you that Paul Jr. is doing well, and the family is doing well after this very difficult loss. And of course, he had lost his mother, Angel, just a few months earlier. Well, I'm delighted to be here. I'm delighted to always participate with EAA and take part in these wonderful programs here at Theater in the Woods. And the big thing about it is running into so many old friends. I don't mean old as in the friends are old, but I mean the friendships are old. Well, some of the friends are old too. But it's just always great to be here with so many of you, and I'm glad that the economic downturn has not dampened the spirits of the aviation community, and I'm amazed to see the number of planes, the number of tents, the number of exhibits. It's as though nothing else were going on in the world, and I guess for those of us here at Oshkosh right here this week, nothing else is going on anywhere in the world. We have a special guest tonight to present the General Aviation Awards, and here to introduce that special guest is the Vice President of Government Relations for EAA, Doug McNair. Doug?
Well, good evening, everybody. One of the great honors that I have in my capacity with EAA and representing all of you in Washington, D.C., is I get to spend time with people that you might be surprised in knowing are truly great leaders, truly great people. And one of the pleasures I have here every year is the ability to spend 2 or 3 days with the FAA administrator and his or her senior management team. And we have a new FAA administrator this year. His name is Randy Babbitt, and he is a pilot, which may be a bit of a novelty here. Randy is, yes, indeed. I'm very proud to introduce this gentleman. He is a gentleman. I've really enjoyed the day with him today. And I want to point out that he has quite a background in aviation. He started out as a flight instructor. I learned over dinner that he has soloed as many as 60 students in his flight instruction career and went on to a long career as a commercial airline pilot. He then rose to the level as president of the Airline Pilots Association and is now, as you know, been confirmed and is residing as the current FAA administrator. I'd like to introduce to you tonight Mr. Randy Babbitt.
Well, thank you, Doug, for that nice introduction. It's really a pleasure for me to be here with all of you tonight. It's always great to be out with folks who love to fly and love airplanes and aviation. So it's a special night for me, and it's I think we've got a special night to recognize some folks that are going to be with us. There are probably some of you who think that we're here tonight to just honor aviation. Others probably aware that I'm here to give out some awards. And in the loose sense, both of those thoughts are true. We're going to do both. But the real reason that we're here this evening is to acknowledge safety. And as you listen to what these recipients have done, and as we all watch together the videos that honor them, there's one single thread that runs through everything they've done and all of their backgrounds, and that thread is the thread of safety. They've all been associated with aviation for years. There's a lot of experience here. But what has popped them into recognition and popped them to the top of their peers is their acknowledgement of safety. And safety, as anybody in this business will tell you, it's about doing the right thing, the right way, at the right time. And so when someone says to me, well, when is the right time? Well, in aviation, the right time for safety is all of the time. For those of you that are new to flying, I'm going to suggest that you spend some time and talk to the people who've been flying a long time. An emphasis, they've been flying a long time. Actually, what I'd ask you to do is listen to their background and their reflections about flying. And they'll tell you about the times when they flew and maybe the crosswind was a little stronger than they anticipated and what they did. They'll tell you why it's important. You heard it in your instruction days. Why it's important to check the fuel and the tires yourself, because that's all about safety. And they'll tell you that maybe they had once, but don't ever try and sneak in when the weather's right at minimums or iffy. And they'll tell you maybe about scud running. It's a term, a lot of us have heard it, but I've been flying since 1962, and I'm here to tell you there's no such thing as an old scud runner. That's about as unsafe as you can get. I've got about 14,000 hours of flying total in my life. And the majority of that time, I probably had a lot of people sitting behind me. Early on, when I was asked to speak, I used to think it was easier to turn around and face that way and talk to you, because that's the way I'd done it most of my life. But when I was starting out, senior pilots that I flew with would always make it very clear when we started a flight that this is the way that we're going to do it on this flight. And what they meant by that was, this is how we're going to do it safely. It was good advice then, and it's still good advice now. So tonight we're going to get to enjoy celebrating and honoring some people who have exemplified safety. They practice it, they taught it, they live it, and that's why we're going to recognize them tonight. When you see them later on, and I'm sure you'll have a chance to on the grounds or walking or at some event later, you probably should ask them about a story for safety, because a lot of what we learn, we can read all the books and we can have different reference points, but I think so much of aviation is passed by experiences, either flying with other people or talking with them. So ask them about a story about safety, and I think you'll be better for it. So let's start off to salute some folks for a job really, really well done, and this is quite an honor for me to be able to share this evening with them. But the first category for this evening is the 2009 National Aviation Maintenance Technician of the Year. And this evening's winner is Lucky Luke, who is an A&P from Chatfield, Texas. Lucky is the general manager of Air Salvage out in Dallas. As an A&P mechanic with inspection authorization, he assists the FAA and the NTSB in aircraft accident investigations. Lucky's also a pilot and a designated airworthiness representative who conducts safety seminars for pilots and mechanics as an FAA safety team representative. He represented the Dallas-FISDO area as well as the FAA's southwestern region. So where is Lucky? And I'd ask him to come up here now. Where is... there he comes. How are you, sir? Very good. Congratulations. I think we have a quick video here, and let's take a look, and we can embarrass Lucky together.
Alfred J. Lucky Luke of Chatfield, Texas, is 2009's National Aviation Maintenance Technician of the Year. He's the general manager for Air Salvage of Dallas, located in Lancaster, Texas. Luke works with FAA, NTSB, and the aviation industry on aircraft accident investigation and reconstruction. While growing up in Louisiana, he loved airplanes. His mother always said she knew she'd lose him to airplanes someday. When he was still very young, he had the opportunity to move to Texas to work for an aunt and uncle at Air Salvage. He's been turning wrenches there for nearly four decades and has held an A&P certificate for 39 years and an inspection authorization for 35. During the past 15 years, he served as an FAA designated maintenance examiner as well as a designated airworthiness representative. A private pilot for 39 years, he also holds a multi-engine rating. Lucky teaches classes on the art and science of accident investigation and has done remedial training for FAA and presented aviation safety seminars for pilots and mechanics for 20 years. He joined FAA's National Safety Program as an aviation safety counselor in 1994 and recently transitioned to the new safety program as a FAST team lead representative. He's taught numerous aviation industry courses on unapproved suspect aircraft parts and has conducted a popular IA annual renewal seminar in Dallas for the past 14 years. He also writes articles for the FAA newsletter Nuts and Bolts, as well as local EAA chapter newsletters. Lucky is an EAA technical counselor and works with Chapter 168 in Dallas, 59 in Grapevine, 983 in Granbury, and Chapter 34 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Lucky Luke represents the Dallas-FISDO area as well as FAA's Southwest region.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to make this presentation to you, Lucky.
I really appreciate this award, but you know, we really have to give credit where credit is due. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I had two people that got me out of the swamps of Louisiana when I was 16 years old and opened the first doors. And after that, when I came to Texas, there were many, many people that kept opening doors and kept me motivated. That's what general aviation is all about. People opening doors for other people and helping people and continuing the education. the license is to learn, and as many years as I've got at it, I'm still learning every day, every accident that I work. You know, I'd like to thank Paul and Claudia Camp for opening those first doors, my wife, Shelley, family, and all the rest of you who deserve this award, my supporters, the people that surround me, and general aviation. Just look outside at EAA and what's going on here, and this is what it's all about. This is what it is. This is what it is. And the General Awards Committee, I can't say enough. This is just unbelievable. I keep thinking I'm going to wake up from this dream. Thank you.
Well, that was great remarks, and thank you very much, Lucky. Well deserved. Now we have, our next is going to be the 2009 National Avionics Technician of the Year. And this year's winner is, I wish I had one of those envelopes now, you know, Jerry Stuxbury. He's a repairman and a CFI from Fort Collins, Colorado. Jerry owns avionics specialist at the Fort Collins Loveland Municipal Airport. He specializes in avionics upgrades, and he does that for piston singles and light medium piston twins. He's a member of the Aircraft Electronics Association as well, and he also belongs to the Colorado's Civil Air Patrol. Jerry has represented the Denver FISDO as well as the FAA's Northwest Mountain region. So let me introduce Jerry Stuxbury. And now, join us in watching a little quick video. You get to watch it too.
Jerry Stuxbury is the National Avionics Technician of the Year and resides in Fort Collins, Colorado. After soloing in 1978, he earned his commercial pilot certificate along with instrument and multi-engine ratings. He's been an active flight instructor for more than 20 years with airplane single engine and instrument airplane ratings. Jerry was also a cadet in the Tennessee Wing of the Civil Air Patrol, and CAP played a key role in shaping his professional life. Jerry obtained an FCC Second Class Radio Telephone Operator's Permit and an Amateur Radio Operator's License in the mid-70s. After graduating with high honors from the University of Tennessee in 1983 with a degree in electrical engineering, he relocated to Colorado to work for Hewlett-Packard as a systems engineer. The employees of HP and its corporate culture provided a wide range of experience in new technologies, sales, marketing, business management, and customer relations. Jerry spent 3 years in Europe as an HP employee and took advantage of numerous general aviation flights while there. In the mid-90s, Jerry left HP to work with Garmin as their technical marketing manager. In 2004, he founded Avionics Specialists LLC at Colorado's Fort Collins Downtown Airport, but relocated to Loveland Airport the next year. The avionics industry was a natural fit for this engineer and flight instructor. Jerry enjoys consulting with pilots to help them determine the right set of products and technology for their type of flying and for their budget. AvSpec currently employs 5 people, specializing in avionics upgrades for piston singles and light to medium piston twins. Jerry's also the co-founder of AirportView.net, a website providing real-time weather and AWOS information for airports located in Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region. Jerry Stuxbury represents the Denver FISDO area and FAA's Northwest Mountain region.
Thank you very much. It's truly an honor. I want to especially thank my wife and my daughter, whose love and support and dedication I'm truly blessed to have. Thank you very much, Holly and Sean. I also want to thank my parents. They did a very good job positioning me to do well in life, and I truly appreciate their support. Speaking of support, we have a wonderful team. Mr. Administrator, you have a wonderful team in Denver on the FAST side with Gina Moretti and Brian Richardson, and also my maintenance inspector, who I think might be here, JT Walsh, and my avionics inspector, Rick Hosker. They are truly wonderful in the support that they've given, not just myself, but other businesses in the Colorado area. And the entire aviation industry benefits from people like that and relationships like that. As you saw in one of the pictures, we have a great team. This award truly represents a team effort. The folks that work for me, Gary Baker, Chris Grigoski, and Ray Franklin, they earn this every bit as much as I have. And last but certainly not least, well, two things. I'd also like to thank a gentleman by the name of Herb Steen. Decades of work in the avionics industry in Northern Colorado. He passed away earlier this year, but he helped me start Avionics Specialist in 2004. And then finally, I'd like to thank my customers in Northern Colorado and throughout the Rocky Mountain region. We have a great set of pilots, a very educated pilot population there, and some really wonderful people that I'm lucky and fortunate to be able to work for. So thanks again to everyone, and thank you very much.
Well, that's wonderful, and great words. And you know, I picked the family out pretty easy there. Just the two blinding smiles in the front row were the clue. So now we're going to turn to the 2009 National Certified Flight Instructor of the Year. And I think you heard in my introduction that was where I got my start. I was a flight instructor for a number of years and did that in college. And I certainly live by the adage, if you really want to understand something, if you really want to learn something, teach it. And it was a great background for me. And so I'm really tickled to be able to announce this year's winner, Arlene Marine McMahon, a Master CFI from Versailles, Kentucky. Arlene is the Chief Flight Instructor, a Ground Instructor, and the Training Center Manager for AeroTech, which is a Part 141 Cessna Pilot Center at Lexington's Bluegrass Airport. She specializes in flight training, flight instructor candidates. Arlen also serves as a designated pilot examiner and an FAA safety team representative. She also has represented the Louisville FISDO as well as the FAA Central Region. So if we could get Arlen to come out. There she is. All right. These are better. That's great. I think they want us to stand over here.
Master CFI Arlen McMahon is the National CFI of the Year, and she grew up at Kentucky's Lexington Bluegrass Airport. After soloing on her 16th birthday, she earned her pilot certificate on her 17th birthday. Today, more than three decades later, Arlen is a flight instructor at the same airport with now more than 9,000 hours of dual instruction. She specializes in training CFI candidates. She also earned a bachelor degree in professional aeronautics from Embry-Riddle and an MBA in strategic leadership from Emberton University. A flight instructor at AeroTech, Arlen continually updates her skills, adding a CFII, MEI, AGI, and Gold Seal to her original flight instructor certificate by completing transition training in glass cockpits and light sport aircraft. A Cirrus certified instructor, a Cessna factory authorized FITS instructor, and an FAA designated examiner for sport pilots, she's also AeroTech's chief flight instructor. When a new approach to general aviation flight training called FITS and scenario-based training was introduced, Arlen was eager to jump on board. AeroTech was the first traditional flight school to offer FITS-accepted courses. Arlen has been published in numerous aviation journals and magazines and writes a monthly column in Aviation for Women. Recently, ASA published her book, Train Like You Fly, Flight Instructor's Guide to Scenario-Based Training. She also provided editorial assistance for the newly revised FAA Aviation Instructor's Handbook. Since 1984, she's been active in FAA's National Safety Program and currently serves as an FAA Fast Team Representative with the Louisville FISDO. The holder of Master Level Wings in FAA's Wings Pilot Proficiency Program, she contributes to the quarterly Fast Team CFI workshops. A current Master CFI, she first earned that national professional accreditation in 2002. Arlen McMahon represents the Louisville FISDO area and FAA's Central Region.
As National Flight Instructor of the Year, you're treated like royalty. So for all of you flight instructors who have not yet put in your application for 2010, let me tell you, go for it. It's great. I'm very honored to have been selected as National Flight Instructor of the Year, and I hope that I can work hard this year to make sure that flight instructors everywhere receive the recognition and the professionalism that they deserve. Thank you very much.
That's the very foundation of flying is the instructor corps, and it is great to recognize folks for the hard work they do and the training that they bring all of our young aviators. Well, finally, our 2009 National FAST Team, the FAA Safety Team Representative of the Year. This is a big award, and the winner this year is Kent Blair Lewis, who is a CFI from Keller, Texas. Kent has been active in the FAA safety program for more than 6 years. In his capacity as the FAST team representative, he has coordinated, facilitated, and presented at many highly successful WINGS seminars. A retired U.S. Marine Corps aviator and an active flight instructor today, he also assists the NTSB and the Airline Pilots Association with aircraft accident investigations. Kent represented the Fort Worth FISDO at the FAA Southwest region. Join me in congratulating Kent.
Kent Lewis of Keller, Texas, exemplifies a high standard of professionalism in the field of aviation safety education. He serves as an FAA FAST Team lead representative in the Fort Worth area, where he conducts FAA WING seminars and maintains safety websites. Kent holds an ATP certificate with multi-engine ratings. He's also a CFI, instrument instructor, multi-engine instructor, and a commercial helicopter pilot. Kent created the Signal Charlie Wikispace, a web-based aviation safety information resource. He's also the owner of the Fort Worth Aviation Safety Program Google Group, developed to teach a continuing improvement process, promoting the reporting of aviation safety issues. Kent was recruited to be a member of the FAST team as a subject matter expert for human factors and safety management systems applications for general aviation. He serves as a liaison for helicopter emergency medical services issues and facilitates the FAA Southwest Region Runway Safety Summit, as well as WING seminars. Additionally, he's developed the Aviation Heritage Initiatives and assists with Young Eagles programs in his local area. In 1979, Kent joined the Marine Corps and worked his way through the enlisted ranks as an avionics technician. Commissioned in 1987, he completed an intense fixed and rotary wing flight training program and was designated an unrestricted naval aviator. After a 20-year Marine Corps career, he began a second flying career with Delta Airlines. With Delta, he flies domestic and international routes. He also serves as an Airline Pilots Association Air Safety Representative. He's a member of ALPA's National Committees on Runway Safety, Human Factors, and Safety Management Systems. He's an ALPA representative to FAA's Runway Safety Root Cause Analysis Team, the NTSB, and the NASA Aviation Safety Reporting System Program. Kent Lewis represents the Fort Worth FISDO area and FAA's Southwest region.
Just like to say quickly, it's an honor to receive the award, and I appreciate everyone that showed up tonight for the event. I have to thank my wife, Audrey, my boys, Ben and John, and Tim, who's not here right now. He's at George Tech working on his aerospace engineering degree. So maybe I can retire in a couple of years and go live with him. But thanks again, everyone. It's a team effort. That's what FAA Safety Team is about. I get a chance to learn every day with these people I talk with. One of the gentlemen on there, Herb Weber's been flying for almost 70 years now. And so every time I get a chance to talk and work with him, it's a great time. Really enjoy all the seminars that we put on. And I need to thank Steve Buckner, who's out there. He's, I can't see because of the lights. Steve is fat, there he is. And Kevin Clover and our other FAST team reps that have turned me loose and let me do what I really enjoy doing. So thank you again, and I hope to get a chance to talk to y'all, learn more about everything that's out here. Thank you.
Well, why don't we have one big collective round for all the winners? They can hear you back there. Well, that does conclude our awards. I have been to, as I mentioned, I've been to Oshkosh a number of times. This one is going to go down is truly special for me. It's just a great honor and a privilege to be able to spend an evening with folks like you that love aviation so much. Enjoy the rest of your air venture here at Oshkosh, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon. Fly safe.